This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. On this week's show, we're talking about ceilings and pushing past them. Astronaut Chris Hadfield lived in space for 166 days. He tells us about living beyond your perceived limits.
The sky is not the limit. I've lived above the sky three times. The sky is just the start of everything else. When you climb above the normally conceived ceiling of the world, get above the atmosphere, if you get up above about 25 miles or so, the air is really, really thin. And if you get above 62 miles, then you are in space. And the space station is about 300 miles up. And so 300 miles above the world is an enormous human structure. It's as big as a football field or bigger, and it weighs 1 million pounds, and it's going 25 times faster than the speed of sound. And there's six people living up there right now. It's an amazing human construct. Somewhere between 2001 and 2012, 13, the technology took a great step forward in our ability to communicate with the widespread nature of the internet, but also social media and some of the tools that really take advantage of the internet in order to share human experience. Invention of Facebook and then Twitter and then Reddit and then YouTube and all of that. And we tried to take advantage of the different ways to share the experience rather than waiting till I get home. On board the space station, there's a guitar. The NASA psychiatrists put it up there. It's funny. Some people say, how'd you get a guitar up there? No, I didn't bring a guitar with me. It stays up there permanently because people live there. And I played that guitar pretty much every day. And I wrote some music while I was up there. And I wrote a song with my son and two or three songs with my brother just as a fun project. I also was thinking it's really one of the best ways to help people understand a place is through music. If you think about Peruvian music or music of Mexico or music of France or music of Japan, it's instantly evocative of place. You understand it. And trying to understand exploration of the rest of the universe, what sort of folk music will there be? What will the songs be about? How will the place soak into the music? And so it was a wonderful place just to play the songs I knew, but also to write new stuff. And with my family members, I wrote a bunch of things and recorded them all. Pretty simple, just guitar and voice using a garage band. But now we're in the studio and remixing it all, you know, to fill in the instrumentation to make it sound really full. But I think it's just kind of an interesting self-awareness, an interesting evolution of exploration in that first we can just barely go, but after a while it becomes part of what people do and it becomes part of our culture itself. It's a pretty revolutionary thing for us to have left Earth permanently. We sort of don't think of it that way maybe because most of our space flight to this point has just been a quick trip. You go up for 9 days or 10 days, you accomplish a purpose and you come back. But we sort of snuck in the fact that for the last 14 years, we have permanently been living off the planet. And when I say we, I mean humanity, people from 15 different countries of the world left Earth in November of 2000. And that is a step. It's not just a trial period, but it's actually the slow process of habitation, of moving to a new place, of, you know, having a different zip code. And that change is significant. And once you've started permanently settling somewhere, then it really just becomes a new part of human culture, and it will start to define itself. When the first settlers came across the Bering Strait 20,000 years ago from Asia, their culture changed the place and defined the people themselves. And we're just getting into that stage of leaving Earth in space, and it will go eventually from the space station to the moon over the next few generations, and from the moon eventually to Mars, just as we've spread over the whole surface of the Earth. Our technology enables us, our curiosity drives us, and then our ever unquenchable necessity to explore makes it permanent.